Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Attention, terrorists. Hold on. Here's Tara's Daily Rant.
Well, Lee, U.S. News & World Report has just put out their most dangerous places in the U.S. in 2022-2023.
Okay.
My daughter sent this to me because she saw it and thought it was interesting. She was looking for something else. Okay, so most dangerous place to live in the U.S. Now, this is determined based on metro areas' murder and property crime rates per 100,000 people. Okay, so this is the rate, not the actual number. So, of course, places like L.A. and Chicago and New York are going to have much higher numbers. But this is per 100,000, most dangerous places to live in the U.S., U.S. News & World Report. Okay. Interesting. The number one most dangerous place in the U.S., not where I would think. I mean, I could see it being, you know, more dangerous than average, but this is a little surprising. Memphis, Tennessee. This is according to the FBI crime reports, their big database.
They've had problems for a long time.
Yeah. Now, part of the shift to understand is how they draw the boundaries. Like, for instance, if where I come from in Charlotte, right? If you just look at Charlotte, the city.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, what people think of like city boundaries in Charlotte, it's usually has very high rates of crime. If you look at what Charlotte actually is, if you live there, which
Charlotte,
is
Mecklenburg, is what's
Mecklenburg
usually,
County, yeah. Right? Yeah. The rates are, you know, pretty much average.
Yeah.
For the country. But this is what's on the list. This is interesting. Okay. So South Carolina, any cities from South Carolina on this list? Well, yes, they are. Yes, they are. Columbia, South Carolina,
mm-hmm.
Ninth most dangerous place by the FBI per capita rate in the country.
I'm not surprised. We cover these stories all the time for, you know, Lexington and Richland counties where Columbia is located. So
now, sometimes you'll see these cities will rank different ways, and it depends on how they do it. There's two ways that'll really skew this, okay? One of the ways is, okay, they just look at, like, murder and violent crime, right?
Right.
And that'll produce a set of cities that is largely blue. If you throw in murder and property crime, then you get a more diverse kind of, you know, list.
Right.
Okay, so this is murder and property crime rates per 100,000. Mm-hmm. So Columbia comes in at number 9. So just to give you an idea of who's on the list, number 1 is Memphis, most dangerous in the country. Number 2, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Number 3, Anchorage, Alaska. Number 4, Bakersfield, California.
Anchorage, Alaska?
Yeah. Number 5, Little Rock. Number 6, Chattanooga. Number 7, Corpus Christi. Number 8, Tulsa. And number 9, Columbia. So now you're probably wondering, where does Greenville rank?
And?
22nd.
Really?
Yeah, in between St. Louis and South Bend, Indiana. And here's what's interesting. Some of this isn't surprising. San Francisco is 20. That's number 20. Mm-hmm. And part of what does this in here is that places like San Francisco have a much higher murder rate than we do, but we have a higher property crime rate than they do. And so when you look at crime overall, that, you know, you may not get caught in the crossfire, but your bike will get stolen.
You get your stuff taken.
You might get broken in. So interesting that in the top 25 are two of the biggest cities in South Carolina, Greenville and Columbia, although Columbia is a lot more dangerous. Let me see if Charleston's, you know what? That's a good question. Is Charleston on here? I should have checked. Hold on. It won't take long. Nothing like doing the show prep on the show, right? You know,
whatever. Of course.
Hey, you know, when the management asked me out to pull night duty like I did last night, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to prep on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so let's see. Yeah, nope. Charleston's not in here.
Wow.
Charleston's a weird place having lived there.
Yeah.
Like, it depends on how you count it. Do you count the county?
Right.
Do you count the city? And if you want to know where not to go, do not go to North Charleston.
Yeah, I
do not do that. Like, if people make that mistake, They'll think, oh, I'm going to go stay in Charleston. Oh, my gosh, the Airbnb rates are really high. Oh, look over here in North Charleston, though. They're much lower. There's a reason for that.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. That, you know, it comes with the crossfire clause.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? This Airbnb rental is null and void in the case of getting caught in the crossfire. Because there is a tremendous gang problem there. So, I mean, when you go to Charleston, it's very safe if you know where to go.
Yeah. I made a wrong turn one time in North Charleston off the interstate and wound up. I'm like, we got to get out of here. And this was during the daylight.
Yeah. When we travel for sports, I will actually take advantage of the low prices in North Charleston because I know where to go.
Yeah.
But I would not recommend doing that if you do not know where to go.
Yeah.
Because it is a very, very dangerous place. And the problem in North Charleston, which I covered a lot when I was on the air there, is that literally the gangs have the upper hand to the point in North Charleston that they don't get convicted. And the reason they don't get convicted is because no one testifies against them. And the reason no one testifies is they just kill them. And that's been a practice of those gangs for a very long time. So there's the, the do not squeal situation where you don't tell the cops what's going on. And literally that is very much in effect there because you will end up dead. And so they have, you know, gang leaders who have, you know, are wanted in multiple murders and there's nobody testifies against them because they end up dead. So, then they have not figured out how to crack, you know, how to crack the upper hand, get the upper hand back from those gangs. That are in North Charleston. But then there's parts of Charleston that are fine, so it depends on how you look at the county. Yeah. But like, just hang out in Somerville, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Out there in the swamp. You'll be eaten to death by the mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes,
okay?
And an occasional gators, but yeah.
Yeah. Oh, we loved the gators. We had gators that go walking through the neighborhood all the time,
mm-hmm.
And the kids were fascinated by them. They were so cool. So we'd go running out to look at the gator.
Yeah.
And none of them were too. They were like 3 feet long, right?
Keep your distance.
Yeah, keep your distance. And I mean, I figured I could take them. You know what I mean? If
and
I had to.
Keep the small pets away from them, too.
Yeah, do keep the small pets away.
Otherwise known as gator appetizers.
Yeah. So just kind of interesting that we do still have the crime problems here. We are not as violent of a place, but we do have a lot of property crime in South Carolina.
And that is per capita, but still, it's an issue.
Yeah, but it feels the same if it's per capita. I mean, it's because it's per... the population.
Right.
Interesting here, kind of what is going on. The U.S. 30-year mortgage has just, in terms of how much of your income it takes to pay your mortgage,
mm-hmm.
has just hit an all-time high. It is 44% of your income.
Good grief.
That is oppressive. It really shouldn't be more than 20 to 22.
Yeah.
And so what that means is housing is now out of the affordability range for a whole lot of Americans. And when I've made a big deal out of what's going on with the Federal Reserve and Jerome Powell, because they are being very frank and they're saying, listen, our goal essentially is to crash the real estate market. We are going to take 20% off the top of home values. And our government is setting that as the goal to tame inflation. So, I mean, and then you have these idiots on TV. Well, will that cause a reset? Yeah. So, I mean, what we're talking about right now, Lee, just to translate, we're in such a bad position because of the printing done by the government and the spending that's been done by the government and the inflation it caused, that we are contemplating causing deliberately a great recession in the real estate market. Because at those numbers, that's what you're going to get. I mean, we all remember what the Great Recession was like. It was really, really, really bad. It ruined a lot of people.
Yeah.
It caused a lot of people to have to work an extra 7, 8, 10 years that they wouldn't have had to work. So, I mean, and we're talking about being in a situation so bad that the government is going to do that deliberately to save the economy from inflation. And, you know, what is so amazing about this, if you watch the Steve Geiger videos that I have up, he is a Wharton professor who is losing his mind all over CNBC, screaming and yelling. I mean, this Federal Reserve is the Federal Reserve that told us we could totally print as much as we wanted modern monetary theory. Nothing will happen. Yeah, it will. Because inflation was only transitory, and that was when it was like 2 to 3%. Well, they were wrong. That's the same Fed that we're counting on to get us out of this. And he makes that point pretty forcefully, and that's really scary when you think about it. These are people who, you know, and I maintain they lied to us. I think they knew it wasn't transitory.
No.
I knew it wasn't transitory. I was saying it wasn't transitory.
The data was there. I mean, you pointed that out for months. And you know, consistently, and it was from the regional Federal Reserves. They would tell the truth about what was going on in their regions, and then the federal government would come up with a reason to say, well, no, that's not exactly right. We don't view it that way.
Yeah, and a lot of people say, oh, it's the worst call by the Fed in 102 years. And it was, but I maintain it wasn't an accident that they did it to give the Democrats the ability to print a lot of money. Because if they told the truth, now we're in inflation, the Democrats couldn't have printed the money, and they wanted the votes, you know, for the Build Back Better, which, remember, at the time was going to be $4 to $5 trillion, which we now know would have absolutely wrecked the economy.
Oh, yeah. Which and the limited amount is may still do it.
And it may still do it. So we ended up with a, you know, skinny bill, like, you know, $1 trillion. But still, this is a Wharton professor, Stephen Geiger, and this is taking the internet by storm. And he's using some business lingo in there, but you can understand what he's saying just by what he's, you know, he's just literally losing it. He's like, wait, are you telling me seriously? Because we're all walking around in total delusion in this country right now going, well, the Fed will fix it. No, the Fed caused it. They're the ones who printed the trillions of dollars while lying to you and telling you that, oh, no, no, inflation's only transitory. We can print. And then they printed, and now they're like, oh, wow. And what is amazing about this Fed, and I guess to their credit, I don't know, is how honest they're being about what it's going to take to wreck this, to fix this. And that is that your wages have to go down, and we're going to have to take about 20% off the top of your home's value, and we're going to have to lose a lot of jobs. They are setting out deliberately to do this. So what he's screaming about, you'll hear it at the end, is, wait a minute, wages are lagging. And hold on, Tim. Wages are lagging inflation, right? So why are you going to fight inflation by hurting the little guy? Why don't we put this off on the big guy? And that's their plan. I mean, that is literally the Biden administration's philosophy. And nobody's figured this out on the left, I don't think. We're going to hurt the little guy to kill inflation because we printed so much. Here is this Wharton professor, Stephen Geiger, losing his ever-loving mind. He's talking about, wait, the Fed? They mean the Fed that made the biggest mistake in 102 years?
Has just, you know, executed the last 2 years one of the biggest policy mistakes in the 110-year history of the Fed. By staying so easy when everything was booming and pointing to, my God, inflation is going to be a terrible problem. And now, oh, yeah, we did goof badly there, which he never really admitted. I mean, he still blamed some things on Ukraine and, you know, Putin and the supply side, even though oil is way below that level, way beyond that. And now we're saying, oh, my God, he's the God that's going to stop inflation and he's going to crush the wages, which have fallen behind inflation by 3, 4, 5%. You can't have cost push inflation when you're lagging inflation. You can't blame wages for inflation when they're 2, 3, 4, 5% behind inflation.
Why is he putting the burden on these working people, on the employed people?
That is literally the Biden administration policy right now, because those are his people. Those are his people. Yeah, Trump appointed Powell, but Biden reappointed him, so Biden owns him. Why don't we just make people poor? And then when there's no more demand because people can't afford to buy stuff, then inflation will come down. Oh, and we can print some more. Because they're going to print some more. They're going to print the college loan forgiveness, and they're going to print the Inflation Resumption Act. And toxic trolls do not tell me, oh, we're paying for that with taxes. No, you're not. Those taxes aren't collected for 10 years. We pay the bulk of it in the first three. They're going to print it. They're going to print it. Texter writes, Terry, you and Charlie are always throwing shade at the Lowcountry. I lived in Greenville for years and Charleston for years. Both have their pros and cons. I didn't throw any shade. What are you talking about? No. I didn't. Look, pros and cons. I think I covered that pretty well. Like, you just stay out of the areas where you get shot, and we got those in both places. You'd be fine. Better figure out where those are, though. This is a dangerous state. It is.
Terraists want it. Hear the Terra Show weekday mornings on 106.3 WORD and the Odyssey app.